go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, and I'm very excited to be here this week. This week, we're going to take a break from our normal format of either having a guest or having a solo topic, which could be a variety of things that we normally choose. But this week, we're going to go a completely different direction, and I am going to give everyone an update of what we're seeing in the firearms industry right now. There's a lot of big changes going on. There's a lot of interesting things happening. There's a lot of things to pay attention to. So I'm going to spend 15, 20 minutes or so just diving into some of the things that we're seeing, and then also offer some tips for buying the things that you might want to buy now, when to buy them, where to buy them, and how to find the best deals out there. So as you guys know, the firearms industry has had a lot of changes, as have many other industries, everything from building materials to a lot of different industries have all been disrupted with COVID. So now that we're getting into the point where COVID's really not having as much of an effect, as much as the media still wants us to be affected by it, with the narratives that that keep coming out of, be scared of this, be scared of that. Well, fact of the matter is when things are getting better, it's not good news. So it's like we never hear that, which is one of the reasons why I just hate to even listen to the news a lot of times. We're just getting such a spin on things that it's really hard to really gauge what exactly is going on. So everything I'm going to tell you tonight, at least about the firearms industry, is completely what's going on, at least what we're seeing behind the scenes, what I'm hearing from our buyers, what I'm hearing from our salespeople, what I'm hearing from vendors, what we're hearing from manufacturers, and how all those things come together for you, the consumer, and for you as a business owner, if you may be a business owner in the firearms industry. So as we all know, during the lockdown of COVID, we saw a surge. A huge surge that literally bought everything out, everything from firearms to ammunition. And then after that, when we saw the lockdown continue, the demand pretty much continues. There was a couple of spikes, but really what we saw is pretty steady demand all in all from March last year. There was a big peak, another peak in June. Last summer was pretty busy. The normal holiday peak we saw. And the things pretty much continued since then on a pretty steady pace. The demand, of course, for ammunition, especially ammunition at a decent price, has been huge. It's still pretty much there to some extent. There'll be have some good news for that one a little later in the podcast. But what we are seeing now is definitely a lot of changes. Ever since the last year or so, there's been an increase in normal demand. Ammunition's been short supply, especially range ammunition. What we're seeing now, though, we started seeing really maybe a month or so ago, which I'm actually recording this directly before it's going to be released, just a few days before, so you're going to get the most up-to-date information that I have to provide for you. But what we're definitely seeing is, in the last month, 6 weeks or so, a lot of firearms have came back in stock. A lot of the manufacturers are getting the parts they need. They're getting caught up. And what we're seeing is that a lot of things are available again in regular stock. We are still seeing somewhat elevated prices from what they were pre-COVID, but they're not going up anymore, and some of them are starting to inch downward just slightly. But what you will see, though, now is it's definitely the time to buy. If you're looking for any kind of a new firearm, these are the best deals you're going to find on a lot of things, especially AR-15s, especially shotguns. The industry really wasn't prepared for the dip that happened. So really, when COVID happened, everybody was going to shotguns for home defense. Shotgun sales skyrocketed. You saw Remington's bankruptcy, which kind of took them out of play for a while. Mossberg was completely out for a while. What we saw is a lot of manufacturers, step up production, especially in Turkey. So we saw, especially the last 6 months, the market get flooded with Turkish shotguns. Some are great, some are not, but there's a lot of them out there. I mean, a lot of them. So if you're looking for a shotgun, there's definitely overstock. You're definitely seeing a lot of dealers that just bought way too many. They're just blowing them out. Lots of good places to look for that online. Gun Broker's a great spot if you want to just see some deals. People are just trying to move stock. Gun.deals is a great place to search for good deals if you're looking for a particular gun. You know, obviously check out our friends at sheepdogfirearms.com. They've always had great prices through the whole thing and refuse to engage in a lot of this gouging that's going on. There's a few manufacturers that still aren't readily available, like some of your bigger ones, Glock and SIG, but Smith & Wesson's pretty much caught up. We're seeing a lot of their stuff flood all over the place. Springfield's actually doing a great job of getting catch up, seeing their stuff flood all over the place. A lot of your other manufacturers are everything from Canic to a lot of the other, you know, imports are have pretty much been caught up for a while now. But I think what you're going to see over the next month or two is you're going to see everything kind of stabilize and normalize to some extent in the gun world for the firearms themselves. You definitely won't see prices dropping much below now. I think now we're having people that are overstocked blow out their stocks, so there is actually a little dip. So if you're going to buy, now would be a good time to buy for the dip. I think what you're going to see is you're going to see probably throughout the month of August, prices will stabilize, maybe dip a little bit more. And then come September 1st, you're going to see the fall buying start like it normally does, and people start ramping up for Christmas, and you're going to see prices shoot back up a little bit. Thankfully, the prices of firearms seem to be really not much above what they were pre-COVID, so they're really coming back to normal. Now, ammunition, that's a whole other story. We have seen such crazy stuff going on with ammunition, just trying to find some to sell, trying to find it at a decent price. So going back a few months, what you really saw is ever since like last summer, everybody's been searching for reliable supplies of large amounts of ammunition, especially 9mm. That's the one that everybody's looking for. Saw a lot of people start importing themselves and make some deals with some Turkish ammunition manufacturers. Well, it took the Turks a lot longer to ramp up than I think what people expected. So now what we just started to see the last few months is large amounts of that stuff, usually actually a pretty decent quality, flood the market. But here's the thing is, a lot of those deals were priced out, and a lot of those people importing made those deals, you know, 6-8 months ago, you know, and thought that, hey, I can buy this stuff at a importer cost of 20, 22, 24 bucks a box, even more, and still make money on it. Well, what happened in the meantime is a lot of the American producers and also the Brazilians, one of the big brands, S&B and Magtech, both come out of Brazil. They really got themselves together and got the raw materials they needed and then really started to up production. So what you're seeing now is you're seeing a bunch of Turkish stuff flood the market, and they're still trying to get 35, 40 bucks a box for that. They're still trying to get gouging prices out of it. And now you're seeing a lot of the American stuff, ramp up and come out and get out there a little bit. And that's making a huge difference because, like, Sheepdog, for example, they just had 9mm on sale, where if you bought at least 10 boxes, it was $18.99 a box. Now, that's the best price I've seen anybody offer in a long time. And then on the other hand, you have all these guys still trying to sell it for 35, 40 bucks a box, even in the area of Sheepdog. And it's just crazy that they think people are stupid. There's some people that weren't affected at all by the price ranges, like your big box ones, like your Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, those sort of ones that just buy such huge amounts from the big boys that they probably didn't get their prices raised a dime because they just couldn't. They wouldn't do it to them. They would walk. So I don't think they really impacted much at all because you haven't seen their prices go up a ton. Now, on the other hand, like all the smaller independent shops and even regional shops, their prices have shot through the roof. But what I can tell you, and it's kind of sad to me, that the 2A industry, is permitting people to do this. It's just flat out gouging. I mean, these days, the key to ammo shopping is not getting gouged. You just have to be careful everywhere you go, unfortunately. And people make up stories like, oh, I paid this much for it, I paid that much for it. Most of it's malarkey. I can tell you most of it paid the same thing as we did, if not less, if they're much bigger. And they're just using the opportunity to use COVID as the excuse to just gouge people. And that really makes us angry. We had issues in the beginning. We kept our prices pretty stable. And in the beginning, when we were selling 9mm for $19, $20, $21 a box, we had people coming in trying to buy it and then resell it for $40. Well, we imposed limits. The guys in the shop really did a great job of enforcing that and not allowing people to buy for resale. Because our point in keeping the prices down was to allow our consumers and take care of our customers. You know, we really see them as family, an extension of us, and we wanted to make sure they were taken care of. We didn't want to fund someone's side hustle starting. You know, certainly appreciate the entrepreneurial spirit in it, but not at the expense of what we're going to do. So really what we're seeing now is most calibers are coming back in stock. They're coming back, and they're not pre-COVID prices, because really pre-COVID what we saw was there was actually a surplus on the market. There was a lot of manufacturers that were overproducing and then had a lot of stuff stockpiled. I think a lot of them were taken by surprise in the last presidential election when Trump won, and they had overproduced, thought that the demand would just spike because they thought Clinton was going to win, and when she didn't, they were left sitting on a lot of stock, so they sat on it, and then ended up just trying to liquidate, at some really bargain prices, which is what we saw pre-COVID. Pre-COVID, we were selling, the Sheepdog at the store was selling 9mm cases of 1,000, Magtech for like 100, as low as $159 for 1,000 rounds, so just under 16 cents a round. Now I wish we could consistently buy it at that. You know, we're paying around that actually now at wholesale, a little less, a little more, somewhere in that, to be able to just sell it at 19 or 20 and, you know, make some money and keep the lights on. But that being said, on the ammunition front, things are looking good. I really think by early next year, early 2022, things will be flowing. You'll be able to go into the store and buy pretty much any store and buy what you want at a reasonable price. Unless they continue to, like, haven't figured out still then that they got to stop this gouging crap. But, you'll be able to go in. Things will be readily available. Now what they're seeing is, 9mm starting to open up. That was tight before. 40 Smith & Wesson's definitely opening up. You know, these are range ammos. The defense ammo's been a little more readily available than the full metal jacket range has. But we're definitely seeing, 9mm now, they seem to be getting stocking in the store pretty regularly. 40 Smith & Wesson, 45 ACP. 380 is a little bit more of an issue. That's one that never really was crazy popular pre-COVID. So none of the manufacturers really seemed to run much of it. I also question, how much, brass was produced and for that and whatnot, because I don't think they really moved a lot of it. I believe so anyway. Wasn't really nearly as popular here in the States as it was in Europe, and still is in Europe. Some of your others are kind of hit and miss. They're around. They're just, I don't think the manufacturers are focusing on them too much because they're trying to pump out the popular ones. You know, your 44 Mag, your 50 Smith & Wesson, some others, your, 25, 32. For the longest time, 22 long rifle was readily available. It seemed like they could get as much in the shop as they wanted. Now it seems like that's caught up and it's in real short supply now. That hasn't been coming in readily at all. That seems to be a problem everywhere. Now some of your other more obscure rimfire, like your 17 HMR, it's been pretty readily available. 22 Mag, had been available. Doesn't seem to be as available now. Then we go over on the rifle side. Your 5.56, 223 are some of the staples. Those have been pretty, I won't say readily available, but they've been available, at least in defense rounds, readily for most of the time, especially the last 6-8 months. Now, that was really the first one we saw probably 2-3 months ago really open up and really seem to be a lot more of that flowing. 5.56, 223, kind of a mix of both of those. Some of your other more obscure ones, it's kind of hit and miss. Seems like manufacturers are making them, but probably not as much. Still see 300 blackout. Some of your other less popular and more like some of your higher power rounds, like 308 now is pretty flooded on the market. 308, 7.62, 51. Those you can pretty much readily get. Prices on those, I think, are about as low as they're going to go, which is actually really great because it's pretty reasonable even compared to pre-COVID. It's getting there. Oh, so really, that's what we're seeing. Oh, shotgun shells are now readily available because I think was another one that they really started importing a ton and really, really overguessed on demand. So that those have come way down. Interestingly, though, the stuff that's out there now is typically all defense, mostly double op buck, some slugs, but mostly double op buck. And what's short now, of course, because we're in summer, is it's very difficult to find shot shells for skeet and target. So those are seem to be kind of in short supply now. They're out there. They're just not as I'd say not as readily available. Some of it might be because I think that a lot of the manufacturers really change their focus to a lot of the defense rounds because for the other reason is they're more expensive. So I'm assuming they would probably make a little bit more money on them, so they want to run some more of them. As far as everything else goes, everything else is readily available now. I think pretty much most any optic you can get, pretty much, whether it be red dots for rifles, red dots for pistols, scopes, lights, holsters, pretty much everything else is in readily in good supply. Doesn't really seem to be an issue getting any of those sorts of things. Another interesting thing that they brought in the Sheepdog, which was kind of neat, is there's a company called Byrna making they basically a modified paintball type of a thing. They make a pistol that takes a magazine fed. I think it's five rounds, I believe, in a magazine of these. They're basically like a different company of the pepperball guns, if you've heard of the pepperball guns. Well, they've gotten pretty popular. Their products is definitely really neat for people to have something else besides a firearm when maybe you need a little something, but you really don't want to go lethal. It's just another option. Would highly recommend checking those out. Kind of neat to have around, and they're really cool. They're really fun too. They're called Byrna, ball launcher. Other than that, not a ton new. There haven't been a ton of new product releases. Nothing that's real interesting. A lot of little different decoration being put on, such as different colors of guns. The FDE Hellcats have gotten more popular and more readily available. All kinds of little different changes like that. But there haven't been any really big announcements or really big changes. I think all the manufacturers were really just trying to recover and make as much as they can of what they have. So I'm pretty excited for next year. I think you're going to see a lot of cool things in 2022 because I'm sure a lot of them have a lot of innovations and new products and new things to release that they've really been sitting on. And I think they're just going to kind of flood the market with a lot of those, and so we'll get a lot of cool stuff coming out all at once. So as far as ammunition goes, it's certainly available now. Buy what you need. Honestly, wouldn't buy a ton. I wouldn't go and stock up and buy, a couple hundred thousand rounds by any means or anything like that, or even for some people, 20,000 stocking up. But, buy what you need, get a good little supply aside just in case, because we never know what's going to happen. They're talking about shutdowns again. Is it going to happen? I don't know. I hope people don't stand for it. What's going to happen with it? Is it going to lead to another run on ammunition, another run on firearms? I don't know. I really don't know. But don't go crazy just because stuff's available now. It should keep being available, and you should see the prices fall. I believe right now is probably the lowest you're going to see firearms. I think you're going to see them creep up as we get closer to as they sell off some of the excess inventory now, and then start to head back up as it gets more into fall, closer to Christmas. I think ammunition, you're going to see it trickle, you're going to see it stabilize where it's at now, and you're going to see it falling a little bit. Probably more into next year. I don't think you'll see too much fall before Christmas time because we do normally see a spike in ammunition sales as fall rolls around because people start running out to the ranges more, especially on the pistol calibers. For Sheepdog, concealed carry classes have been very heavy. There's been a ton of new people, ton of new shooters. People that have never thought they would ever carry a firearm are now doing it. Never thought they would ever even need to purchase a firearm. We're hearing so many reports of a large percentage of customers becoming coming from the pool of new shooters, which is great. It's exciting to see new people come into the sport, into the industry, and really take personal responsibility for themselves. So just go back. Firearms, now's probably the time. There's definitely a dip. Definitely some overstock status, both on dealers and on manufacturers and on distributors. So I think there's a lot of opportunities for some buys. If there is something that you're looking for, take a look now. If you're not really set on any particular one thing, there's certainly deals to be had in just about every category. Ammunition, I think it's going to stay pretty stable, and I think it's going to tear down. I like a 9mm range ammunition. If you're paying more than 20, 21 bucks a box, don't. There's better deals out there. If anybody's trying to sell it to you for $30, $35, $40 for a box of 50, run. Literally run the other direction from them, because they're trying to pull one over on you. Just look around. There's deals out there. Don't get into a panic saying, oh, we've got some in right now. You can buy it. It's just 40 bucks a box. Wait, we're going to put it on sale this week. We've got a big sale going on. It's 35 bucks a box. Now run. Walk away. Run. Get out of there. Look around. You'll find another shop nearby that isn't taking advantage of people. So get your ammo. Get your firearms that you want now. Ammunition, buy what you need now. No need to buy it up and overstock. It should remain readily available, and even the availability should get even better, we think, coming into fall, coming into winter. But hey, if you have any questions, or if there's anything I can do for you, or hey, if there's something you'd like me to talk about or address on here, whether it's about the industry, and we obviously go into the industry some, we go into just small business ownership in general. I love to help other small business owners, and also love to get in a little bit of the self-help tips and tricks, things that have worked for me, mistakes I've made, things I've learned from those mistakes, to try to help some other people moving forward. So thanks for tuning in. It's always great to have you here. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please be sure to tell somebody about it, tag them, shoot them in a message, send them a link in Messenger, tweet it out, post us on Instagram, post us on your Facebook, whatever we can to get the word out so that we can help educate more people. Thanks for tuning in, as always, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.